Picture this happening to you. Tragic news coming across. Two children are missing, gone without a trace. You don't have to be related to a missing child to feel a hole in your stomach, that empty feeling wishing you could do something to have them found, especially if you're a parent. That's your worst nightmare. Somehow confirm that they're safe. That's what everybody who hears that news wants to do. In some cases, you may even know that missing child. Maybe in your home state. Maybe it's an Amber Alert in your own town. Can you do anything to help? You pray. But what if the missing children were in fact directly attached to you, to a family member? What if it involved your older brother? Of course, your older brother, if his children are missing, must be working with authorities, doing everything he can, canvassing neighborhoods, calling anyone he possibly can do, putting out rewards, every possible thing to find those children, right? What if you then find out that your brother, who has the missing children, he's doing nothing. He's not even cooperating with authorities. He's getting ready to go on vacation, get married to that new woman that he met shortly after his wife was freshly buried. This is what literally happened when your brother is Chad Daybell. This is a story that goes back to 2020. And I think it's important to understand the dynamics of the Chad and Lori Daybell story from the beginning to fully grasp just how twisted this is. This isn't just a case of some children missing, spouses mysteriously dying, and Chad and Lori Daybell having the fingers pointed at them with extreme amounts of suspicion. No, their behavior in this whole case really is a key part to it. And unless you were paying attention to it back then, it's easy to gloss over. But let's take you back there to 2020 and the multiple months that these children were missing. These are technically Lori's children from previous relationship. Chad is now the stepfather in this relationship. And let's just go through how insane it was that your children are missing and you're going on luxury vacations to Hawaii. You're living your life like nothing is going on. It literally takes Dateline to show up and follow you around Hawaii, questioning you at every turn, where are your kids? And no answer, or at least logical answer, is given. And unfortunately, the authorities took the word of Lori Daybell when they asked multiple times that, oh, they're just with friends over here or over there, without much follow-up whatsoever. This is the story of Chad Daybell's younger brother and what he went through at that period of time. His name is Matt, and they're not the closest of brothers, but they did see each other at Chad's wife's memorial in October of that year. That would have been 2019. It's now January of 2020, and the kids have been missing for months. Oh, and by the way, Chad's wife, Tammy, who's dead? Yeah, Chad wasted no time getting hitched with Lori Vallow, as we know her now, Lori Daybell. Just a quick, sudden death, and boom, love was in the air. Or was it before in some weird, twisted way? Matt said that he had texted Chad after learning of the news from a neighbor that he had gotten married and expressed some concern and dismay of how quickly that happened and how strange it was that he was already married. They just literally buried his wife. And at the time, there wasn't a lot of suspicion into the death of his wife. They thought it was natural circumstances. Shortly thereafter, they had to exhume her body and do a little double checking on that, which then put it into the category of suspicious circumstances and later murder. The second text that he sent his brother said, secondly, I just recently pleading with Chad to cooperate with authorities and reveal the whereabouts of his new stepchildren. Because keep in mind at the time, Chad's not saying anything. They're just smiling as cameras go by them and people shouting, where are your children? And they look to be the happiest couple in the world. Were it not for people shouting, where are your children? they had not been seen since the month of September. January 2020, they're still out and about. No arrests had been made at that time. And they refused to talk with authorities in the search for the children. It was very, very bizarre. And how on earth these two had not been arrested yet, well, that's a whole other conversation. The grandparents of Lori's children were also very much in shock, even issuing a $20,000 reward for information that would lead to the recovery of their grandchildren. Because at the time, still, Lori was saying, they're good, they're with a friend, there's nothing wrong, but nobody would hear from them. There was no proof of any of the statements that Lori was making. And it finally came to a head where she was required to show up to court with a child in tow. And no, that obviously couldn't have happened because it turns out they were buried in Chad's backyard. But at the time, this was not known. Now, there's a 5-year age gap between Matt Daybell and Chad Daybell. According to Chad, they weren't very close growing up and never really had been, other than being brothers. And if you wanted to develop a relationship with Chad Daybell as an adult, well, that may pose some challenges, considering Chad's rather out there belief system. He was the author of several end of time books, the very books that Lori Daybell had been reading, and then eventually met him at a conference, and well, she just fell in love with this character. Meanwhile, his brother Matt said, my immediate family has had little association with Chad the last many years due to our concerns with his religious claims and particular books he's chosen to publish. We're deeply saddened at the recent events that have played out. His publications on Latter-day Saint theology and the end of the world were published by his own publishing company, owned and operated by Chad and Tammy Daybell. Tammy, of course, now deceased. But that little factoid didn't seem to stop Chad from living his best life, at least in his own mind, and then sharing it with someone else who also seemed to go along with his way of thinking or her way of thinking, or maybe just two combined ways of thinking that were not based in reality. Still probably are not, in the form of Lori Vallow and then Lori Vallow Daybell. Here's a full statement that Matt, his brother, released in January of 2020, when the search was still on for JJ and Tylee. Due to circumstances surrounding the unknown whereabouts of JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan and the suspicious death investigation of Tammy Daybell, I feel I must make an official statement at this time. My name is Matt Daybell. My wife is Heather Daybell. We've been residents of the Rexburg area for over 15 years. Chad Daybell is my oldest brother. I've not seen nor directly spoken to Chad since Tammy's memorial here in Rexburg on October 23rd of 2019. Since that time, I've texted Chad twice, once when I heard from a neighbor of his quick marriage to Lori Vallow, expressing to him my shock and dismay at this news. Second, just recently, pleading with Chad to cooperate with authorities and reveal the whereabouts of his new stepchildren. I have not been close to Chad since childhood. My immediate family has had little association with Chad in the last many years due to our concerns with his religious claims and particular books he has chosen to publish, including his own. We're deeply saddened at the recent events that have played out in the last several months. It is our hope and prayer that JJ and Tylee are safe. We want for the truth to be found, whatever that truth turns out to be. Neither I nor my wife and children have any more information than what has been reported by the news media. I plead again for Chad to come forward and cooperate with the investigation so that this very difficult situation might be resolved. My wife and I ask for privacy for us and our children and will not be giving any further comments at this time. The children go missing in September, October, November, December, January comes around. Children still missing. No one in custody. Family, friends, completely befuddled by what the hell is going on. This was the circus that Chad and Lori Daybell created. This is the circus that continues to this day with them behind bars. Lori still seeming to be delusional about exactly what happened. Sometimes maybe understanding that they're dead. Sometimes believing that maybe it was for a reason. After all, as this continued on, we learned that they believed their children were called zombies. that there was an evil spirit infesting them. Obviously, shortly thereafter, the bodies of the children were found in the backyard of the home that Chad and Lori Daybell shared at that time. How will this circus continue? How do you try people in court that are not remotely grounded in reality? And is there a way to bring them back long enough to have them understand and face justice for the crimes they've allegedly committed? As that trial gets closer and closer, we'll of course keep you up to date here on it. The developments, the statements, the madness of Chad and Lori Daybell. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates, discussions, and stories as we continue to cover that. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.